This episode is sponsored by AdamandEve.com. Type in the offer code SEXNERD at checkout, and guess what? You get so many things, it's kind of amazing. So I highly recommend you do that, because you get 50% off one item. And I'm going to tell you what I think it should be this week. 3 free DVDs, which is awesome, because there's always that one moment where it's kind of cool, and you're like, wow, I'm really turned on right now. Yes, it usually is. There usually is. And you get free shipping. Oh, right. And there's also an extra special secret gift. I don't know what it is, but I'm really curious. So let me know. I want to know. Maybe I should buy something. What I was going to tell you about, because I was flipping through their website and checking things out, because I like to shop. And for $69.95, they've got the Sports Sheets Door Jam Sling. This puppy comes out of the box and you're like, I have no idea what to do with this. And then you just unravel it and you get these two pegs and you throw it over at the top of a door, you shut the door, and you know what you have now? A sex swing. You don't have to drill anything. It's awesome, and it feels really good to have sex with it. So to recap, you get 4 awesome things if you go to adamandeve.com. You get 50% off one item, you get 3 free DVDs, free shipping, and a super secret gift. Super cool. And it also feels like a hug to us here at Sex Nerd Sandra, because you supporting us, we really appreciate it. When I say we, I mean Dave and me, and sometimes I just mean me. Shut up, Dave. Anyway, adamandeve.com. Do it. Offer code SEXNERD.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Welcome to the Sex Nerd Sandra podcast.
Whoa, what are these kids doing in here? Hey, if you're under 18, go ask your mom. Now that we're alone, let's start the show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Sex Nerd Sandra Hello. Live podcast.
Welcome. My goodness. Hi. I'm Sandra Doherty, sex nerd extraordinaire, and this is my co-host, Dave Ross.
Hello, I'm Dave. This just became an AA meeting. Hi, Dave. For very monotone people.
Hey, over the 6 months or so we've been doing the show, I would say that your sexual prowess on the internet has just gotten to extreme measures. People are just like,
oh, you're telling
so
me.
Hot. Dave is so hot. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes me feel uncomfortable.
people kind of want to put their genitals near your face.
People also want us to put our genitals together.
That's right.
Which is, wow, right in the front row. She goes, yes, yes. That's what we want. Why do you think we come here? One guy literally tweeted at me, hey, Dave to the Ross, why ain't, this is exact grammar, why ain't you and sex nerd Sandra fucksin? That's what he said, and it was like, and it was very direct, it was like, he basically said, it is clear to me, from listening to the podcast several times, that you would like to be fucksin sex nerd Sandra, to which I replied, no, we're friends, But
you got to keep the sexual tension going, you know?
It's true.
There's got to be longing across the table.
Yeah, that never goes away.
Oh, yeah.
In truth, I am in love with you. That's actually, I love you. I love you. They're saying, aw, she's going, fuck! No!
I heart you too.
Oh, that is how it's done. He just learned something.
Great. Well, good times.
I just made her feel awkward for the whole podcast now.
We're joking, right?
Wait, this is us. We're joking. Yes, we're friends. We are friends.
Okay, we're friends. Okay.
I love you.
All right. Oh, okay. Not that in a weird feelings kind of way. Not in a you're disgusting to me kind of way.
No, I'm in love with you. Sorry. No, of course we're buds. We're buddies. Speaking, don't worry about it.
Speaking of interesting romantic experiences. This is a podcast episode about making out and kissing.
It is.
The reason that this show topic came about for me was that I recently, in my dating experience life, started dating someone who was fabulous in every way, but the kissing was not working for me at all, and I kept denying it and denying it and denying it and be like, but there's so much good happening here, but the kissing just wasn't there. And we weren't connecting on that level at all, and I was just freaking out about it.
It's important.
And then I found some closure on that experience, and I was like, oh, okay, it's okay. I don't have to force.
What do you mean? You dumped him?
Well, I had to acknowledge that there was some sort of lack of chemistry going on in the kissing realm, and our techniques weren't really working, and the dance that is the kiss just wasn't working out, and it was
That is the kiss.
Because
it sounds very. Yeah. Are you ready to do this? I'm going to say that the next time I make out with a girl. Are you ready to do the dance that is a kiss?
Oh.
I'm saying, are you ready, ever, is hilarious.
Are you ready?
Are you ready to do the dance that is the fuck?
I do love that in TV shows and movies when like they're about to penetrate and someone goes, are you ready? And they're like, they do.
Whoa, what movie is that happening?
I feel like...
Is that like a deleted scene in You've Got Mail?
American... I think American Pie, that was...
That makes sense. Virginity.
There was this like nod, like, okay, go. Like,
you ready?
Yeah.
Because I'm done.
All right. amazing. Actually, this show, once this one goes out to the podcast Ophir, is that a word? That's a word now.
Podcast Ophir.
This will be the people who listen in their ears. All the graphic artists out there who are doodling and listening to the show.
Absolutely.
But realize that when this one comes out, it will be the third in a series where we'll be doing cunnilingus, blowjobs, and then this one.
Mouth stuff.
Mouth stuff. It's fun to use your mouth for stuff.
Oh, there's another ringtone. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, it's fun to use your mouth. Use it to talk into this phone.
Have you had any interesting experiences lately with kissing in the dating world?
You know, I'm seeing a girl right now, and we're great in that department. Very well. Good chemistry.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
The one before her, not so much. which wasn't her fault or mine, but I will say that she bit my bottom lip a lot, which I'm not into. Yeah.
Like the front teeth? Or like the back teeth?
Well, we would be making out. both. She used both sets of teeth, top and bottom, and back and front. Really, yeah, just sort of like the whole, just take a, this is my bottom lip, and just whoa, just into the...
In it.
We'd be making out for maybe half a second, and then her face would just move down half an inch and just fucking attack my bottom, just whoa. It was crazy.
I love that. I mean, I love it
she
in
made that,
that
sound.
It's so strange, like...
Yeah.
You're really cute.
I really like you.
So we have a really exciting guest tonight. TJ Miller is here.
Yeah.
TJ?
Why don't we bring him out? TJ!
Come on out!
For TJ.
Yeah. I came from the wrong entrance.
I'm excited. I like
just trying to get pizza.
Did you
I like
it?
Bringing comics Maybe. Into the space. Like, welcome into the sex world.
Welcome to sex.
Into the sexter drum. Or some variation.
Yeah, the fuck hut.
The fuck hut. I guess that would be the only variation.
Yeah. So once a month we turn Meltdown Comics into the fuck hut.
The fuck hut seems like such a hot and sweaty place to fuck. It's probably made of grass and shrubs and twigs.
It actually doesn't seem like sex happens there. It's just like 15 guys just going, fuck.
Or just a hut where everyone's like, this would be good to fuck in. Which is what most guys' bedrooms are. Just them alone, like, I bet fucking in here would be awesome.
I love that. So... I kind of want to start off with a tip.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Do you want to go first, TJ, or should I?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, because this is my first time on the show. So I feel comfortable leading the charge. A tip for kissing?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, you were talking about biting on the upper lip. I just protect your upper teeth. And I, that comes from a man who has horse teeth in his horse mouth. But the girl that I'm dating right now, we hit teeth because she has, because I like a woman with a lot of teeth. You know? I like the kind of woman where when she smiles, I'm like, where did the rest of that face go? So, but yeah, so we often will bump front teeth, and that just will immediately ruin however romantic you were trying to be. So I think, you know, don't be too aggressive. Just kind of go in slowly and let your partner do the first parts of the kiss, usually, I think.
You know? Wait, but if you're both listening to this podcast, then you're just going to square off and no one's going to go in.
Did he say go in aggressive? All right, well then when we kiss, it'll be perfect.
I did not say that, no.
No, it's like.
Well, then when we kiss, it ain't going to be perfect. It'll just like, us in a hut going, fuck.
And that's our show. Have a good night.
Some of you clapped like, oh, good. A shorter one.
No, it is like parallel parking where you have to just get into it slowly. You know, don't get
ease
crazy.
Ease into it.
Yeah, totally. Just calm down.
Although, that doesn't quite work for me because when I parallel park, I just smash into the back and then smash the front and start masturbating before I should.
That's exactly how sex is for me. It's always in a car and I'm always alone.
Smash
what I mean.
The front, smash into the back.
Smash the front, smash the back.
Start masturbating and then get out of the car.
And then throw on the emergency brake. Especially if you're on a hill.
And then call your dad to help because he's the only one that knows how. The riff is dead.
Okay. I love the idea that at some point in your sexual experience, you'd be like, I better give my pop a ring.
No, I love the idea because I have teeth, a lot of teeth. And
you do have teeth. I noticed that when we met.
And I've got fairly remarkably sized, you know, front teeth, and I know you have to guard that.
Yeah, you're a teeth girl.
Yeah. You gotta be careful.
Yeah. Gotta be careful. You might
have
hurt
less
somebody.
Teeth.
And don't put your tongue in there too quickly. I'm often told by women, there's a girl in the front who's like, oh, God, yeah. Oh, I've dealt with that. But yeah, I mean, sometimes I feel like girls will say I put my tongue in their mouth too quickly. Like when we're shaking hands for the first time.
Yeah, that's a little too soon. For me, at least. I mean, everyone's different. Embrace your own sexuality. We're all unique. But yeah, shaking
hands.
Yeah,
shake hands how you like.
You know, somebody will be like, yeah, a way to do it right. But yeah.
I want to meet that person. Who's just like, how do you shake hands? Tongue. Yeah. With my tongue.
Well, I'm right here, David.
They're shaking hands. It's really.
All right. Well, it's sort of inevitable that we're going to make out by the end of this, huh?
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it not happening.
Yeah, me neither.
It's harder for me to imagine it not happening.
I like to watch, so it's good. I like to watch, so it's good. Dave, do you have a tip?
Part of me wants to say that TJ covered it, but I would also say, I think this is a unique experience. I made out with a girl once who, well, it was proceeding along a path, you know? Mm-hmm. It was clear that we were going for an end game, but it didn't reach even close to there because when she was making out with me, she kept licking my gums, licking my teeth. Like, her tongue was everywhere. It was just like, bam, bam. It was like a pinball machine. It was crazy. Just like, wah! It was nuts. I make that sound a lot, clearly. I suppose I would just recommend that if you're going to do that, maybe, again, ease into it. Because there's a pretty solid chance that the other person doesn't want that.
Accelerate slowly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, dabble a little. Like, you know, hit one part of the gums. Like, did they recoil in terror? No, I'll try some more gums. Yeah.
Or peek, or open your eyes just slightly, and if they're going like this, like furling their eyes.
Or maybe just open your eyes all the way.
Yeah, if they're wincing. If their face is in a wince, you're not doing it right. And also, Dave, if ever you have a girl who's making out with your mouth like a pinball machine, I've had that happen. All I do is I just yell, tilt! And then I fall to the side, either to the right or to the left. Never forward.
That's hilarious.
Never forward.
So my little tidbit of information stems from, well, I attended this conference a while ago, and there's this therapist named Stella Resnick who talked about how kissing can be an extraordinarily important function for couples bonding. And she talked about how if you're not doing wet kisses, so kisses where you're actually exchanging saliva, you're missing out on a really important way for you, like people who've been married a long time or have been dating for a while, and you know, maybe it's not as exciting as you first started dating. If you're not, if you're starting to peck, that is a bad sign. Exchanging saliva, what she had said is you're exchanging testosterone, so you're actually chemically getting on the same page, and that can also stimulate your sex drive.
Huh.
So I find that really important, that for anybody who's listening to this who may be in a marriage or a relationship that needs a little bit of spicing up, that really just making sure you're having moist kisses still is important.
Or if you're just going to peck, put some testosterone on the outside of your lips and kind of give a little peck and get back, because they're probably going to get angry and try and lift things.
Buy a truck.
Yeah.
Eat at Carl's Jr.
Also,
I love that that's a manly thing. I love him. He's such a burly man. He just recently ordered a $6 burger.
In a study with 15 couples, it was found that your cortisol or stress hormone dropped after kissing, and that the oxytocin, which is a bonding chemical, was raised. So you're also... Huh. Relaxing and bonding at the same time. So kiss it up, guys. Do it. It feels good.
Saliva.
And exchange saliva.
Saliva is important. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to exchange saliva with kissing. You can do it whatever way you want. Save it and just give it to your partner.
How I make out with my girlfriend right now is I'll spit in a Petri dish. And then I'll put it in the fridge with a little note that says, let's get them good chemicals up. And then she licks that and spits on it. And we do most of our kissing through the fridge.
He's talking about me, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought we were going to keep that under wraps. No?
No way. We're bearing it all on the podcast.
Love it. So Dave and I beforehand were talking about types of kissers, like styles of kissing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is, everyone's got their style, you know? I was talking to my friend KJ Middlebrooks recently, and he's great with the sex wisdom and the dating wisdom. And he was saying, it's like a dance. I'm like, yes, it is like a dance. Kissing is totally, it's some people, you know, you get on the dance floor and some people can groove with you and you might do something and they'll mirror you and kind of and dancing becomes like play. Where some people only know this one move and they will just keep doing this one move no matter what you do. And then so eventually you have to kind of go, okay, if I still want to dance with you, I'm going to have to dance like you're dancing, and you kind of have to follow their lead. And so your ability to improv and kind of flow with each other's styles, that's a really important aspect of kissing.
I think, too, if you can find a safe way to say, hey, you're sort of firmly jutting your tongue into my gums... Or something like that. That's good, too. Because that's the main thing is always just communication.
Totally.
Because sure. It's so hard. So many people think, oh, if I say that, then they're going to feel bad like that. If you start talking about it, then you build an environment where you can talk about anything. And then that'll lead to better sex in general.
Totally.
So start with open communication with kissing. And then work your way down the body from there.
And when you get to the feet, leave.
When you get to the feet, use them to walk out the door.
Dave, what was the one that we talked about? The
types of kissing?
Yeah, the...
You called it the golden retriever.
Right.
And I called it the cerebus. Yeah.
It's like, just all the time.
Do you have three tongues?
I don't. She did.
That is a serious Greek mythology joke.
Yeah.
It is. That I just
as you can see,
do.
It yeah. killed.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people in the audience were like, what are you talking about? He clearly has one tongue. I like the lick hammer.
What's the lick hammer?
It's where you sort of extend your tongue and flatten it out, and then the girl
hits you with a hammer.
Yeah. hits your tongue with a hammer. No, and then she puts her tongue out there, and you just kind of like sort of kiss each other's tongues just with your tongues.
Oh, I enjoy that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big fan.
Why is it a hammer?
What's that?
Why is it a hammer?
Because I do it so hard that I do it so hard that I could do carpentry with it. And also, I keep my tongue in a tool belt.
What do we like about kissing? Like, I was thinking about this. Like, what? It's important to know, what do you like about kissing? I mean, we're going to talk about making out and foreplay and different things, but just in the act of kissing, what do you like?
It's interesting. I mean, you're talking about specific things that happen during kissing, or just the act in general. What I like about it?
Like, what? Because I was really thinking about this. Is there the? Because people always go, "Oh, am I doing it wrong? Am I doing it right?" But really, everyone has their own thing that they like and don't like.
Sure. And generally, for me, there are a lot of things during sex, anything that involves sex, that make me think, am I doing it right? But making out, I don't know, it's just fun. I find it really fun, unless there's something like really off-putting that happens. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I try to say, like, could we try not doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're, you know, I just like how it's kind of, there's a softness to it, and it feels good on your lippers. And, you know, it's nice to sort of, it's a good way to kind of connect, and you also can express different emotions, because it's not always bad to give somebody a peck before you leave, or when you see them, or when they say something particularly cute. You know, you can use it for that, and if you can kind of be dominant when you're kissing and sort of show the person, like, I'd like to have sex with you right now, regardless of the location. You know, and so it's a way of kind of, you said it's a way of dancing. It's also kind of a way of talking without talking, like music.
Yeah.
Or saxophones.
Specifically saxophones.
Yeah.
It is a very... especially the you know, the lighter types of kissing is a very calming thing. Like, if a girl just kisses me on the cheek, just that, even if we're just friends, there's like a wave of relaxation. It's just like, oh, I'm going to be fine for at least 15 minutes. You know? It's like a very nice thing. Yeah.
Yeah, kisses can be, it's the range of emotion you can express with a kiss.
Sure.
Very important. Yeah. Like when you're being really, you know, when you're like ridiculously affectionate with somebody and you're just cuddling and stuff and you just want to kiss their whole face and you're just like, oh, you know, am I the only one that does that?
No, I do
like,
that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, and you know, it's also interesting to ask, you know, a real safe way to make sure that you're kissing in the best way you can with that person is to sort of ask if they like to be kissed anywhere in particular. Because, you know, girls.
Sorry.
Sandra made the suck it.
Sandra just pointed directly at her vagina.
I couldn't help it.
Let's cut to the chase. Use them lips what they're made for. I think, you know, yeah, absolutely. But I found, you know, the girl that I'm with now really likes if I kiss her neck, you know. And girls really, really like it usually if you kiss their ear. But I found out that you can't put your tongue too much in their ear.
Yeah.
It's actually better just to breathe into their ear and then just give little kisses along.
That is an interesting reality. Yeah.
What do you mean it's an interesting reality?
That like...
there's an alternate reality where when you put your tongue in a woman's ear, she gets smarter from your testosterone. That's a funny way you put it.
Yeah, no, I know. I say things in silly ways pretty much all the time. I've done that so many times, just breathed into a girl's ear. And generally, well, you're making that face, but generally, I'm not talking about just not touching your ear and going,
yeah, you're also trying to be close. I mean, you don't want to be a foot away, like,
do you like that?
Are you getting any of this?
Hey, come back here. Well, I'm here.
I have a fan I can bring out.
Blowing into a long cone.
Anyone's ear. I mean, guys too are very sensitive, and the ear is an amazing erogenous zone. And yeah, the whole just tongue poke in the ear thing. Ugh. But I dated a person who just loved breathing in my ear, and it just, personally, that sensation is like torture for me. It's like, stop!
Well, you should see a doctor.
Tickled.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah,
it's too ticklish.
But too much of anything is not usually great. You know, it's better to kind of vary and start slowly and then let the other person say, I'd like more of that, you know, rather than... Tell me if I should come back down from this.
So what are...
I'm going to start it at 10. Should I bring it to a 9.5?
Oh. Wow. Wow. I just imagine transferring that to sex. Like, just like, bah, bah, you know, pound, pound, pound.
No, but
pound,
that,
pound.
That's a huge problem, too. You know, you yeah. don't want to kind of just go to town on somebody, especially the first time you have sex. If you're just like, there's no girl that's like, oh, yes, he's like a rabid animal. not a rabbit, a rabid animal.
He's like a rabbit animal.
You know, one of those animals that either is or looks like a rabbit. I call them rabbit animals. Gets me in trouble a lot because I'll be like, oh my God, your dog's a rabbit animal. And then they'll go, what do you mean? He doesn't look like a rabbit. And then the dog will bite them because it's foaming in its mouth. And I didn't pronounce the T's well enough.
So what are our, well, first of all, just before basics of, because we do have virgins and like less experienced people listening to the show. I mean, make sure your breath is okay, things like that. I like to tell people just preparation for if you think you might be kissing someone later that night, you know.
Brush your teeth.
No, if make sure if you're ordering onions, they ordered onions too. You know, match it up.
Yeah, have chapstick on. Don't have really dry lips.
Moisturize.
If make you're sure you don't have food in your teeth or any rabid animal fur.
And if you're a smoker, I always ask if the smell or taste of smoke bothers a girl. And if so, then I brush my teeth like crazy.
That's really nice of you. The way I do that is non-verbally. I'll just inhale, look at them, and go, do you like that or not? That's a 10.
Right. I mean, I carry a toothbrush in my car. Like, you know, like I have a toothbrush.
That's a good idea.
Because you never know what the evening may bring.
Well, your life is crazy.
Well, and that too. But seriously, I mean, if you're... You just don't know.
Well, just have gum. I don't understand why more people don't have gum. I mean, whenever I forget gum, I'm like, why don't I have that? Because that's such an easy way to just freshen your breath. But yeah, that's the biggest thing is that. And, you know, I think just also confidence. You know, I find that confidence in any single arena of your life, whether or not it is falsified or true. If you have confidence when you're kissing somebody, and that doesn't mean like jackhammering their face mouth. You know, their hole in the middle of their face. But just, you know, being confident that when you kiss, it's like you're going to do it. And the worst thing you can do is go in to kiss a girl and kind of kiss them and then pull back and be like, what do you think of that? You know, you should go in and just try and kiss them and, you know, and know that they want you to kiss them.
Overthinking it is probably the worst thing.
Yes.
Just being in your head, like really just... Being present and sensual and keeping the tension out of your lips. That is so key. Tense-lipped kissing, like where it's all like tight and like you just, you're flexing your lip muscles. Even, you know, like that is so
awkward. Like
you're
afraid to let someone in. Yeah.
Yeah, that peck. That
like you don't want any testosterone.
Yeah, exactly.
No more testosterone. I've already eaten a Carl's Jr. 3 times today. But,
three
you know, sometimes
times.
If you kiss, if you lightly kiss, does that seem like too much or too little?
That's so. Three,
Tate Ross
crazy.
Is like, I
it
had
has to be
three
at least
Carl's
seven.
Jr. meals before this show. But I think, you know, kissing the top of a girl's lip and then the bottom and kind of finding your way around their mouth. Because that kissing is most fun when it's sort of exploring the other person in a very, very gentle way.
Aww.
Ooh, that wasn't particularly funny, was it? The whole audience is like, when is he going to go?
It's totally true, though. I totally agree with that.
Oh, it's very sensual. I mean, in terms of types of kisses, like we talked about, just because there, I enjoy when people can really just play with types of kisses and teasing and going in firmly and going out. Like one of like one type of kiss that I enjoy, but only if you sprinkle it into a makeout session, is the panini press, where you're just like, and you just press into them like you're really passionate.
You just
like,
mash your face on their face?
Yeah, but
and sometimes you have
that
spinach and goat yeah. cheese in the middle.
Tomato.
Sun-dried tomato.
Yeah.
What?
For panini.
We really like paninis, Dave. Like,
oh, I understand now.
Yeah.
I thought that you were just like, sun-dried tomatoes, shove it in your mouth. That's how I kiss people.
That's my favorite thing.
Do you want to kiss?
Yeah, the panini is good. You know, sometimes it's nice to, if you know the person a little bit more, I find that a fun trick to mix it up is to kind of go in for a kiss, but not quite kiss them. Just play with the proximity of your lips to theirs and kind of, you know. And there's also, once you're further along, a thing that I think is interesting is like kind of, I guess you would call it breath play, but you just sort of breathing in their breath and you breathe out and they breathe it in. Have you never done that?
I would call breath play probably in the hardcore sense, playing with
we're talking about kissing, yeah.
So I'm like, breath play, well, that's intense.
Just throw a bag over your head and hers, see who can go the longest, and that person gets a kiss right on their vagina. Where Sandra says it belongs.
But yes, playing with breath is very hot. I just, the term breath play is like something that I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to kill people.
No, no. You know? But I mean, if you know, if you're just kissing, just to breathe in and breathe out, I guess, if you don't want to call it breath play, because that's too, it's funny that breath play just comes the image of you just like choking a dude. With a chain and being like, now press your face against my sun-dried tomatoes. Which actually the vagina can sometimes resemble a sun-dried tomato. If it's been left out in the sun too long.
Great.
Yeah, because some vaginas you're like, is that a fruit or a vegetable? But the point is...
Comedians.
I think, yeah, you. I think, oh, you know, I'm just talking about sort of lightly breathing in and out and kind of sharing the same breath sharing. How about that?
Breath sharing.
Breath well, sharing, sure.
This is great for first kisses, too. And when sometimes first kisses are like, oh, this is the part where I kiss you. And then you like get in there. But sometimes it's nice to just tease with just being in their face, like, oh, like if it's a romantic evening or you date, just kind of caressing your cheeks together. And
sure.
And I don't think you need to kiss on the lips right away. Sometimes a nice way to have a first kiss is to kind of lean over and give a couple of kisses on the cheek and on the neck and then sort of make your way to their mouth, because then, you know, you give them the opportunity to be like, I don't like you, get away from me, you know, rather than kind of moving their face away from yours. And so I think that can be good.
It's interesting that that the opportunity for them to say that is you kissing their neck.
Well, it doesn't usually come up when you're like paying for dinner. You're like, oh, let me get this. And they're like, I don't like you very much. I wish you would have let me try and kiss you.
I know. The neck is such an erogenous zone. I think I'd feel weird if someone was trying to kiss my neck before.
Well, I don't mean go right into the neck, but like give a kiss on the cheek, make your way down to the
yeah.
chin.
Some nuzzling,
move
some
around.
Nice nuzzling.
Yeah. Rub nice. Your cheek against their mm-hmm. cheek. Have some more facial contact before you start mm-hmm. exchanging fluids.
How do we feel about tongue sucking?
I'd wait. And I don't know about in your community, but in my community, that means attaching a vacuum to the person's tongue and just fucking ripping at it! So I don't want anybody to kill anybody, but that's just what tongue sucking means for me.
Touche, touche, TJ. Oh,
I think wait, yeah, wait a little bit, because that I like that. Do you like that?
Well, just as
a girl in the back was like, yes. I'm sorry, I'm unable to not say that I do.
I think playing with suction on lips and tongues can be really fun. I guess for me it's kind of, I think tongues in general, the whole French kiss idea, like people, some people are like, oh, dart, dart, and they dart their tongues in. And if I want to suck a tongue, it's like I gotta catch it, like. It's really difficult. So I think just like a soft sort of tongue entering the mouth and leaving slowly, you know, not just being like...
Just to leave the opportunity of being sucked at some point.
You know, sure. And licking teeth can be... I don't know. I guess there's the tongue element. There's what do you do with the lips. There's like soft grazing. So many things you can do with
I think that you're, you know, the tongue sucking, as you put it, But yeah, anything tongue related, it's best to be soft. I mean, I think that goes for cunnilingus too. It's like you just want to start soft and then get more firm, because otherwise it's, you know, it's just off-putting. Yeah, if you're doing the tongue darting, which I feel like I've done before, and now I feel...
You have.
Yeah, I have. Dave knows. It was right after a little breath play.
Whoa. Man, was that intense.
Oh, I love it. Oh, here's one that I... Not a... It's awkward because I know where it comes from, but it's... I was thinking of it as the soul sucker. Like, just as something that's sort of intense but can be cute at times. But I also realize, like, if anyone's a Doctor Who fan, it's kind of like the silence and how they suck your soul and kill you. And they're like, oh! And, like, someone kind of comes at you with this like, oh face, like, oh! Like, with their...
With their hands up like that?
No, this is... Sorry, this is me being a scary monster.
It's just leering ghost.
Okay, forget the hands. I'm just mouth, but... That sort of
just like a wide open mouth,
yeah,
coming at you,
exactly.
Just from afar,
and I think I
from
do
over
that.
10 feet away.
Sandra does have a crazy life. You just be sitting at a cafe eating, and a person just flies through the air with their mouth open onto her mouth. That's the soul sucker.
I'd feel highly violated if I did that, and slightly fascinated.
Mostly fascinated, like, for me.
I like highly violated, slightly fascinated. Usually you want it to be the other way around. I was slightly violated, but highly fascinated. You're like, I'm so violated, but also...
But I mean, have you kissed people who do that sort of hollow mouth, O-ring type lip formation, and then like... possible
and just their tongue like pops out every now and then. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
All right. How about the audience? Yeah. How do you feel about that one? Oh.
Whoa.
Okay.
The whole.
All right. Oh,
I did see a couple still people just like, say, can I say you?
Yeah. I was just going to say, some people were like, well, I guess I realize I can't speak up now. But the whole audience was like, no. Never suck my silence.
The hard part is sometimes when there's this void of space, right? That's not really taken up by anything. I mean, because kissing is so highly personal. I mean, it's like, this is the right way to kiss. And if you do it like this, you're going to get, I don't know, sad. It's not, but, I don't know, what do you guys think?
Is there a right way to kiss?
Yeah.
There's certainly no a right way to kiss.
Oh, I don't think so.
No. Yeah, this way.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Whatever you're saying, I disagree. No. Yeah. I don't think that there's a right or wrong way to kiss.
It's just like paying attention to your partner. And like you said, starting soft, I think. You can't go wrong if you default there, you know? And
yeah. Then, how often have you heard somebody be like, ugh, he was so fucking gentle with me. It was awful. What is his problem? It's like, dart that tongue, why don't you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, you know, as long as it's gentle and, yeah, you're paying attention and... The only thing you should be thinking about, you shouldn't be thinking about your own performance at all when you're having sex or kissing or anything. You should be thinking about the other person and what they're feeling and how they're responding. And because your focus should be on the other person and not on yourself when you're in bed, I think.
Well, that's true.
I agree with that.
Yeah. We should also ignore your needs, because then I have people who are like, oh, I think about them so much, I don't. Like, they're such givers. They don't. It's some people are takers, some people are givers, some people need to...
Yeah, but those people then, you know, need to be having conversations outside of the bedroom about what's going on and why they feel like they're giving and not receiving any. Yeah. It's so weird to me when a girl will say, yeah, you know, I'll go down on the guy, but he won't ever go down on me. And I'm like, well, that doesn't...
It's not fair
that
at
seems
all.
Super weird.
Yeah.
And so that... But that's not a conversation that can happen while you're about to have sex. That's a conversation you have to have over a Cobb salad. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be any
and
chop
only
salad.
A yeah. Cobb salad.
It could be any chop salad.
Any salad.
Except for a tuna nissoir.
I love it. Oh, so...
I just saw someone in the audience turn to her friend and go, a what? I just tried to imagine her friend being like, a tuna, never mind. A tuna, never mind.
Saliva. Really dry mouth versus like really just salivating tons of saliva. Where
somewhere in the middle for me.
But
it is a spectrum.
I think just stay hydrated. You know, if you're really, sometimes when I used to get so drunk all the time, every single night, and now I only div it like 6 out of 7 nights. But if you're dehydrated in the morning or at the end of the night, and you're trying to kiss and your mouth is so dry, it's just, it's not good for you and it's not good for them, and there's nothing that should stop you from saying, hey, let me go have a couple glasses of water, you know, unless you're in the Mojave Desert.
And water is scarce.
Yeah, it's scarce. There's a paucity.
Making out shouldn't be your first concern then.
But maybe it is. Maybe you're like, we're going to die out here.
Yeah, fuck it.
You might as well get it on in the Mojave Desert.
Because it's sometimes I'll think, okay, what is the best type? Amount of saliva, and I think like the chapstick, like the idea that you've just lightly coated your lips with chapstick. You just want to, if your lips are dry and you're going in, just remember to moisten your lips.
Yeah, that's a really good call.
Yeah,
because you want sort of that first contact to be the softest and most gentle thing that it can be. And I think that's, I mean, I'm mostly speaking from a guy's perspective, but I think you want to, you know, you want to have your lips soft, and you want to be kissing other soft lips.
Oh, here's a tip. If you want to exfoliate, because you all have that like extra dead skin on your lips, and you're like, oh, and you can chapstick all you want, but you still have dry skin on your lips, you can exfoliate and rub off a lot of the dead skin if you mix water with salt or sugar or baking soda or just something that's granular, and then just rub that on your lips for, you know, in circular motions, and you can really just get ready for a date that way.
That's a really good point. You can also do it with a loofah or sandpaper. It doesn't matter. Brick, if you're near a brick wall, just kind of go.
Harsh, so harsh.
Now let's get to kissing.
Okay, so making out. Making out should be a thing that we do. I love when couples who've been around for a long time together and they've done everything and they're just kind of like trying to spice it up. Just make a night where you just make out. Like, really, it's so important to have just a make out. And if you're, the hard part is when you're a virgin or more like in college and you're not necessarily having a lot of sex, and the make out session is sort of the main act and there's that sexual tension that comes with it. But either way, making out is so much fun and you get so horny and fun and have a good time. Don't you think?
Yeah.
For sure.
I get really excited about stuff like, making out is so cool, right? Huh? Yeah.
No, it's amazing. No.
It is. It's,
you should pay more attention to it if you're not. If you're not making out very much, certainly do more of it. Yeah.
Yes.
And it becomes, you know, in a relationship, the further along you get, I think two things. One, the further you go in the relationship, the less likely you are to kiss because you're able to sort of have sex without needing all of the prerequisites that you did early on in the relationship. Uh-huh.
Here we go.
In my instance, it's just I walk in naked
to her office. Yeah.
No, it's usually at a Carl's Jr.
Okay.
You know, if you're a guy and it's the first time that you're, I used to have this rule where I would say, I'm never going to expect that I'm going to have sex with this person. I'm just never going to. The most
thank you.
That's a great
idea.
I'm
going to expect is that we're going to make out, and I should focus on making that the best it can possibly be. And more often than not, that will lead to sex if the girl's comfortable and into it. And if it isn't, then it's this great feeling that she has of there's no expectation. I know we're going to talk later about kind of what to do with your hands, but I think, you know, if you're just looking to make out with that person, that can be great. And some guys will say like, well, but then, you know, you have blue balls and what do you do? And it's like, just fucking go jack off. Don't be such a pussy.
Yeah.
You know? Thank you. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's not like didn't do it 5 times that week anyway.
Is that really weak? Someone in the audience yelled out, weak.
I would love it if
he's all actually currently masturbating.
I would like it if it was the other way around. He's like, weak? 5 times a year?
I gotta get out of here. You guys are disgusting.
You rabbit masturbators.
Everyone in the audience is masturbating right now.
Wrong episode.
So what do we do with our hands? I mean...
Cuff them.
Cuff them. Like, cuff yourself. Just cuff your hands behind your back.
You cuff yourself to... I have a very specific thing. You cuff yourself to a radiator. That's what you do with your hands.
I think too often guys will say, all right, well, now we're making out, and we've been making out for a little while.
There goes that thing.
I have a cigarette. So sometimes, you know, guys will be making out, and then they'll say, okay, we've been making out for a little while. Now I'm going to go straight in and touch her breasts or go for her vagina. And
I'm the opposite of that. I'm like the exact opposite of that.
You just go straight for the elbows
yeah.
and the back of the knees. No, but I think
blowing
actually,
in her ear.
In a way, yes. I think you should do the opposite of that. I think you should be... sort of lightly grazing the outside of their arm or the inside of their arm or touch their hair or the back of their neck or pat their forehead. Don't do that. I was kidding about that. Yeah. Some kid at home in Idaho is like, ah,
pat the forehead.
Forehead pat. But no, I mean, because I think, you know, your hands should be gently starting to get into that part of it as well so that you're not, so you just never want to seem too aggressive, you know? Because I think that's more often a turn off. It would be better to have a girl, and girls, you should do this, say, you know, you can be aggressive with me. Like, go at me tonight if you want to. Because that will turn on any guy. I mean, that's so
yeah,
exciting.
That happened to me the other day, actually.
Really?
Literally said, she said, you know, you can be rougher with me. And I was like, okay.
He just got out of wiffle ball bats.
I was just like, I will. This is why you haven't been feeling my right hand.
You're like, breath play time.
Time for a tongue suck.
Yeah. But I even, you know, as this guy who's saying, oh, you should be gentle, you should be gentle. And my current relationship, I did have a conversation where she was like, you know, you're really kind of, your tongue is really firm when we kiss. So you got to kind of chill out a little bit. And so that was good.
That's great. Know? Yeah.
So it's good. And your response to that should not ever be, oh, I'm doing it wrong, or God, what's your problem? You're doing this or that wrong, or trying to defend it. You should just kind of say, all right, and just ingest the information, and then come back to the table next time with a little softer tongue.
And sometimes it's to if you want to communicate with your partner and you're worried about it, saying your tongue's a little too firm, that can be difficult to hear for people when you say you are doing a thing. It can be helpful to test the waters with an I statement instead, where you say,
I prefer a softer tongue.
My girlfriend's kind of a bitch. But yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But that obviously your communication is there where you can say those sorts of things. I'm just saying for people out in the world, sometimes it's starting with I statements in any sort of communication. Like, I'm feeling scared, or I'm feeling a penis in my ovary right now.
I'm kind of...
could you move, please? Ow.
I'm feeling a penis in my ovary.
Which is highly violating and not at all fascinating. It is fascinating.
It is fascinating, actually. Yeah. How'd you do that?
It's just pokey sometimes, guys. It's pokey
your
sometimes.
Penis turns left.
No? Sometimes people want to try out these really interesting, you know, Cirque du Soleil sex positions, and then the penis is just like poking somewhere it shouldn't. You're like, oh, ow.
Very interesting life.
That's
yeah. And when you said Cirque du Soleil, I just imagine you like on two pieces of fabric hanging in the sky. And your partner is on one of those balls.
No,
and there's a huge audience. Yeah.
Most of them are like, this is amazing, but still overpriced.
I do mention that when I teach groups of women about like being able to speak up when you're having an issue, including when something is digging into a part of your body that doesn't feel right, and everyone's always like, "Oh yeah, totally, totally." So, you know, we may not say something, but we're feeling the penis poke something weird sometimes. Some
sure,
right girls?
Sure. Well, that's why.
Right?
If,
oh, there's nods, right?
Some,
or anyone
some
who gets penetrated
some,
by something.
Some of us guys would not know that because our penis isn't long enough to poke anything. Yeah. Oh, don't awe. Don't awe.
Yeah,
I'm still
it.
Fucking.
Oh, you'd be surprised. So I was reading.
I think maybe they awed because it was adorable.
I don't think so. Oh, what a little dick man.
Look at him.
I was reading the Kama Sutra earlier today because I love this book. I have it here on the table because there's a section on scratching and there's a section on biting and there's a section on kissing and it's a little, it's very ancient in its way of saying things, but I love it because they have a section for types of kisses and their laying out of types of kisses are like, back to back with your heads turned or like these really odd positions you can get in to actually like kiss. And I'm like, well, that doesn't really work for me, but make out positions. That's what I'm segueing to right now.
Sure.
I just like straddle face to face, or like a,
yeah, I'm into that.
Or like,
I'm also into sitting next to it. Yeah. Like, couch making out, sitting next to each other. And then you're making out like leaning toward each other. And then you slowly but surely just climb. That's a lot of fun.
Also, like, if you're standing and the person is, I don't know, like Dave Ross is like, what in the fuck? What are you, crazy? Standing? You got to get a couch in there. Well, some of us can't afford a couch, Dave. We live in a studio apartment with just one stool. No, but I think, if you're standing in the girl can be sitting on a countertop or something, you should just try everything. There's all kinds of fun. And to me, one of the fun things is, maybe not the first time, but at certain points, just to kind of kiss in non-traditional places. And I think, some girls or people are uncomfortable kissing in public, but just like, go for it wherever it's not making you feel uncomfortable. Because there's a lot of different, positions. But yeah, a girl straddling you on top of you is pretty exciting. A guy straddling you on top of her can be a little bit heavy.
I like the Spider-Man one where you come from,
the top of a building.
Or like if you're lying down and you're sort of on your hands and knees, basically you're just upside down with that person.
Wait, what?
They're lying down and you're like almost like you're sort of crawling toward the 69 position, but first you're face to face with the person, so you're opposite.
Oh, I see. Like in the film Spider-Man.
Yeah, where he's hanging upside down and she pulls down.
Oh
his
yes,
hood.
Okay.
Maybe I should have introduced that a little better.
Yeah, there are so many.
No, I got it. It's just Dave was like Spider-Man. I only know that in the comic book sense.
I was rolling over everything. You subdue her with some sort of webbing. You are wearing a mask. I don't know.
You have to work at a newspaper place. Yeah.
You were once a wimp.
I had a long conversation with someone recently about kissing in preparation for this because I've been asking my friends, what do you think? How do you feel about this whole kissing situation? And I have these conversations with my friends and they just sort of expect it now. But I was talking to someone and they were like, when you make out with someone, and he was speaking as a guy who's interested in women, you have to read the signs. You have to get a sense of if she's interested in going further. Because if you're thinking about where your hands are, you're massaging her butt cheeks or you're just holding her, caressing her back or whatnot, and if you're all thinking about where your hands are and you're not focusing on the kiss, you're going to miss signs. I'm all like, signs? He's like, yeah, signs to see if she wants to do more. I'm like, I don't know. Did you guys pay attention to the signs of whether they want to go further?
Yeah, usually sure. It's signs that she's written out, on paper. She's holding them up, and I'm like, dang, where should my hands go? The ankles or what? But, you've got to be paying more attention. If you're thinking about, should my hands be here? That's you thinking about yourself. You got to kind of be thinking about the other person. And I think you don't need to move your hands around a lot. I think some girls really like it if you just kind of hug them or put your hands on their back and, just bring them in close to you. Because also a really important thing about kissing is that the rest of your body is touching. You don't have to be naked or anything like that. But sometimes people sort of kiss and kiss and kiss. And they don't have much contact outside of that. And it's really nice if you're kissing to feel the warmth of the person's entire other body. That's why we like making out in couches so much and on the ground or in bed, because you're kind of nuzzled into each other. So you should, you should be paying attention to that also. And I think if you're putting your hands on other erogenous zones, just kind of let that take the back seat to the kissing, which is driving the sexual initiative. Mm-hmm. I'm Dr. Miller.
No, I I was thinking about what I do with my, like, what do people do with their hands? And there's like the breast, ass, like genital grabbing, and that can be like a little, like, whoa, 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 friend. But.
Whoa, 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 now a friend.
But the putting your hands, and I like to totally, like, making out can be so relaxing and just nice. And I like to kind of give a subtle back and, like, scalp massage and scratch, like, really just, because your hands are kind of there anyway, but really, like, the muscles that line the spine on both sides are excellent to just sort of play with your fingers there and kind of
I like to do that and that exact same thing with arms and legs, too. Just a lot of, like, really light fingertip touching. Mm-hmm. I'm into.
No, are you talking about, like, ticklish light? Like,
no, not ticklish. Like a little bit firmer than that. Uh-huh. Yeah, because tickling can certainly take me out of making out. Yeah.
Where do you guys like to put your hands during a makeout session?
Pockets.
Well, down.
Other people's pockets.
I just put my hands in her pocket.
Yeah. Hair. Oh, hair.
Hair, yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, someone's touching, like, the face. Oh, okay. Oh, I think in the... Wow. Very good point, grabbing the
face.
Said
in just a little bit deeper voice. That would have been scary.
I like to grab the face to make sure I don't miss.
I think, but, you know, cradling either side of the person's face, or if you put your hands behind them, kind of giving a little bit of a massage or caress. Not too hard, just a little bit. Yeah, those are good places.
I was talking to my friend Amanda when I was in high school about this, and I don't even know how we got into it because I was super afraid of all of that back then. But she said that when her favorite thing when she's making out with someone is to have them play with where, like, their hair, like the roots of their hair at the bottom of where their hair is.
Oh, totally. We play, like, scratch or
yeah,
just
like
touch.
Just to sort of like move their hands up.
Yeah.
The back of their hair. Apparently that was like a big turn on for her.
There's so many excellent nerve endings right there. Yeah. Yeah, the nape of the neck is
nape
super
of the
awesome.
Nape of the neck, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Neck nape.
The small of the back, the large of the back.
It's fun to do this sometimes to people, like when you're making out and sort of it's getting hot and heavy. But because the spine up to the nape of the neck is so erogenous, it's just like taking a light fingernail up, and sometimes they get this crazy chill, and I'm always like, "Yay, I made you do that! Yay!"
It helps that you say "Yay."
Yeah.
I made you do that.
Yay, you're my puppet.
Cheap thrills, guys. Cheap thrills.
But yeah, I think, you know, and just like also kind of touching places that, you know, aren't known as necessarily erogenous zones, like just kind of touching all over the person's back or on their sides or, you know, the side of their thighs instead of always grabbing someone's buttocks.
Right.
You know, the inside of their knees.
Mm-hmm. Finger sucking, playing with fingers and in between the fingers. That's a really sexy. And you can do that at restaurants, on dates, the movie theater. You can totally access it. Between the fingers, not touched very often. So if you play with that space, it can be really hot.
That's true.
Yeah. That is true.
It's very nice. It's very
Dave
nice,
and I
guys.
Are doing it right now under the table.
It's very nice.
Ooh, you made me do that.
There's also a great... one of my favorite moments in making out is when it just sort of explodes into... Like, you've been gentle... explodes when you both die. when it just sort of... You all of a sudden at the same time, like, you feel, like, energy building, and then it just gets, like, a lot... not rougher, but, like, you both get way more into it.
And dry,
you know,
humping occurs.
Sure. Sometimes. Sure. Sometimes, yeah. Like, you start, like, pushing each other around. Like, like I find...
this is slowly getting into breath play.
I don't know how to say this without sounding like I'm beating her up, but that's not what I mean.
Well, but you're being aggressive with a person, and then you can tease with, like, pulling away and being light, and then just getting really heavy.
And then you just sort of dive into it, and then maybe, like, calm down a little bit, and then move back up into being a little bit more violent with, like, your making out.
Like,
yeah,
like a fantastic symphony.
I can't do it, and then you kill her. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I just want to go back to the dry humping. I think I like to dry hump. I like to dry hump in a room with zero humidity or precipitation. I want it to be such a dry climate. I do it mostly in Phoenix.
The Mojave Desert. No water.
Making out is foreplay is really important. And I will never forget this. One of the first tips I really just held on to from a friend of mine many years ago. She was just like, Sandra, when you're making out with a guy, make sure to grab his junk so you can tell how big it is. So you know what you're
getting. And then you can leave.
Junk.
Let me grab your garbage trash. I'm going to see how big that trash heap is down there. I see you got some fish skeletons and banana peels, like an old-timey cartoon. But, I think you can do that, too. But sometimes, you know...
But what's the purpose of that?
I'm not saying you should do that.
See how big the weenie needs. Okay.
Yeah, but then what do you do with that information?
You just catalog it in your head. And if you're a bitchy girl, you're like, see ya! Not big enough. And if you're a loving, generous person with a heart of gold, then you say, it doesn't matter. I just wanted to know, because I like grabbing trash.
It can be the opposite, because for some women, if someone's really has a large penis, that can be really uncomfortable. So it's also just being like, oh, I can't go there. That's way too big. Like, it's also like, this is going to be a challenge. I mean, I was thinking about...
But also, I love
this
that.
This will be a challenge.
This is a physical challenge.
But I was thinking about things that people tend to do or might do, and like, oh, we might have sex soon. And I was thinking about like what women or men might be doing to each other if it happens to be a man and a woman making out. But if you want to turn on your partner and they happen to be a female, using your thigh, because eventually you like crawl up, you were saying we kind of crawl up into each other's laps and your legs start to get intertwined, and using your thigh to press up between the person's legs so you give them something to grind up against can really help the sexual tension build and get them a lot juicier and ready to go in case where you want
to
go.
And you know what? I'd also like to offer a flip side, because it seems a little unfair that girls can sort of grab the junk and assess what they're working with. Which, by the way, if you're a guy who doesn't get an erection from making out, then you're going to be feeling down there, and that's going to kind of make them uncomfortable. So you should, be cognizant of that, because some guys, myself especially, don't immediately get erections or sometimes ever get them. And so
you have one right now, though.
I've had one this whole time. I think if you're a guy, if you want to reach down and kind of put your fingers in her vagina and see how big their pussy is, just be like, what am I going to be working with?
Really good advice.
Something cavernous, or is it going to be too tight? And then if that's the case,
that's a challenge.
Yeah.
I'm just being real, guys. You grope around. You notice some things. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, don't. And I was kidding. Everyone at home, don't really finger a girl and be like, uh-oh, this is going to be a challenge. I think touching and getting near that area is also good, too. It's like you don't have to. I made the mistake early on growing up that I just was like, you just go straight for the places on a woman's vagina that you think are going to get her excited. And it's like, no, you can put your finger on the inside of her thigh and kind of touch and rub in that area and get closer and closer, and that'll build the tension.
Totally.
Like you said, kind of put your leg in between hers or something like that. So it's always, as you ease into it, the anticipation grows and grows and grows until finally you both explode. And die. Or one of you shoots your webbing too early.
Oh, I have a question. As a non-penis owner, now I know...
Oh, I got a couple I could sell you. You can lease this one with an option to buy.
Oh, my God. DJ's dick is on autotrader.com.
I feel like you're a starfish where you just keep growing new ones.
Five dicks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my Cerebrus thing. Yeah. Old triple dick. That's what he used to call me in college.
One is fun and two to spare.
So, I mean, I've said that for female bodies, pressing up with something broad, like the thigh can be nice, but okay, you're hard under your clothes. Let's just say you're hard. And there
she
is...
looked at me when she said that. No, just
you're hard. You're hard. Yeah. You're hard.
Because under the clothes, so you're keeping the clothes on, but you want to give them like a nice like hello, just like a little. I don't know. I always do that hello when it comes to the genitals, but I do in my head. But what is a nice way to press or play with the penis over the clothes?
I think if you have an erection, I mean, correct me if you're wrong, but if you have an erection, you can be almost a little, not too hard, but you can be more firm than you even imagine. Because guys, you know, once their penis is hard, it can take a pretty good beating, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 times a year sometimes. 5 times a day or a year or a month or whatever. But yeah, so I think, you know, to grab it and kind of give it a squeeze and go up and down.
Especially like over close, because you have, I mean, there's resistance there. You're not going to like be pulling at skin because there's so many layers to go through.
Yeah, if you're wearing 3 or 4 pairs of jeans,
yeah,
like I always do on first dates.
Snow pants?
Yeah.
Well, I asked this because I was with a person where I said, you know, okay, what feels good for you? And they gave me this technique where you take your palm and press it up against the shaft and then rub. Like if the penis is horizontal, you're pushing it slightly down and up. Like you're basically rubbing your palm over the shaft so it goes down and up under. So you're not necessarily
you're like
jerking off.
Rolling
yeah, you're
over
kind of
it?
Rolling. You're kind of, yeah, but you're moving the penis slightly, like sort of like. Like the very, the
you're just driving over it,
like a rolling pin for pizza dough.
He was like, "Smash my dick with a."
No, but to kind of roll back and forth, like
you're not into the body, but sort of slightly up because it's under clothes, so you're just moving.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's kind of like a slight wind, like a. Metronome.
Like a windshield wiper,
like a light metronome.
A metronome,
just barely moving, but
yeah.
Anyway.
And when you do it, make this noise.
I would recommend always making that noise.
Uh-huh. No, yeah, I think that's good. I mean, anything that is sort of, you know, having some movement and some friction and some contact with the penis is usually a good situation. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't think guys are get into as much like lately tickling their inner thighs for the most part. At least from what I know, it's like, okay, that feels good. Now, let's take a look at my penis.
Okay, we've seen what's going on over at the thighs, Janet.
Let's take it to the dick. Outside.
Something that I forgot to mention or ask you guys about. I would love to talk about the type of lips you are working with too, because some people have really full lips, some people have really more thin lips. What have you noticed a difference in terms of kissing different types of lips?
I mean, not really discernibly. I don't know. I've never thought that some specific girl that I've hooked up with, her lips were superior or inferior to another.
Oh, not that any lip is...
No, I know.
Any lip is inferior.
All lips are created equal.
Yeah. This is except America.
Except those no-lip girls, you know? They don't even have any lips at all. It's just a face.
That's a challenge. It's just a face.
It's just a face. Lipless.
A girl's just a face.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, yeah. I have kind of fuller lips, I guess, to cover up the giant teeth. And so, you know, it's nice when you have full lips, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, kissing is not really about your physical makeup. It's much more about, you know, how in tuned you are to that person and kind of just like, I think for making out, it's sensuality more than it is sexuality. You know, it's not about kind of getting to the sex or is this a sexual makeout section.
It's about turning the person
is on. This section sensual or sexual? you know, it's about sort of just being sensual and sensing. Everybody's lips are very, very sensitive and erogenous areas on their human head face.
It's true.
So don't matter what lips you got, just how you use them.
See, Well, as someone who's got whose lips are a bit on the fuller side, and I guess I've thought about this throughout my life of having kissing partners, where I'm just like, oh, I've got so much more lip than you. Oh, I don't want to swallow your face, you know? Because there's this like, okay.
I don't think that's something to be anxious about. Well, yeah.
And then I was made out with someone who had much fuller lips than me, who had really full lips. And I've made out with a couple people at least who have had fuller lips than me, but the experience has been very different. A lot of it's lip tension, like making sure you don't hold any tension in your lips, no matter what your lips are like. But when you have more lip to work with, there's a lot more geography, and you don't have to do as much. You don't have to move as much, basically. Like, you can do more subtle caressing stuff with fuller lips. Like, that's what I've noticed with people is, when you've got a little less lip working out, you can move a bit more. But full lips, because if you move a little bit, you're just at the nose. Sometimes you're just like, okay, no, really, stay focused. Stay, you know, grab the face, stay centered, don't miss. You know?
Don't move. Big lips, don't move.
I'm such a big fan of if somebody has, you know, fuller lips than you, maybe. You don't have to kiss both of their lips at the same time.
I'm a huge fan of that. Yeah.
Kiss the upper lip and the lower lip and then, you know, do a little bit of both. But you should really be sort of exploring the other person's geography, as you said.
Yeah.
I love how sex positive you guys are tonight.
I mean, I think fucking's wrong. I mean, you can kiss for a little bit, but you gotta keep them hands off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Sit in separate rooms.
Absolutely.
No, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you kiss and, you know, just kiss and kiss and kiss and don't tell other people, just tell each other what you like and what you don't like.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. We almost kissed. No, we didn't.
Oh, I want you two to kiss so bad.
That's so funny because both of us looked at each other and I could see in his... He's a very funny comedian, and I'm a pretty funny comedian. But we both looked at each other, and in our comedy registers, we're like, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? We're just doing the tally, calculating. And then
totally.
That chicken moment where both of us were like, well, if he's going to do it, I got it.
It was basically, I don't want to, but I will.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to do breath play. Do your version of breath play where you're not...
DJ just fucking grabs my neck.
like close...
Die, you motherfucker!
Close proximity. Just real close. Like, where you don't...
Oh, you want me to... He's doing it now.
Yeah. Okay, I just...
Sexual
tension. I just released my web.
This is a 10 for me.
Yes, teeny tiny.
I'm very soft, very tiny lips.
Oh.
Not full at all.
Speaking of man action.
Man action? Speaking
of man. Have you ever, because I was talking about this with a friend, is what about when your penis is hard, right? Especially for people who aren't necessarily sexually active with the person. And if you do have a boner and you're making out with someone, how do you feel about, like, do I rub my penis on their leg or do I avoid genital?
I mean, I rarely ever have boners.
Uh-huh.
But I'll still give them a soft serve, you know? Softly serve them that flaccid. And it doesn't matter how full or thin your penis is.
It needs to be soft.
Yeah, I think, you know, you want to wait a little bit and let the girl sort of give you cues that say that, you know, if she touches your penis, then yeah, I think you can be kind of rubbing against her a little bit more. But yeah, you don't want to, because if you're just kind of pushing your boner against a girl, it's like, hey, look at this.
Yeah.
Hey, look what I did. We got about 10 more minutes of this. What do you want to do with this?
Oh, God. That's my dream come true.
Always default to taking it slow, I would say. You know, I do. I don't know. I'm so terrified of being like a douchey guy like I am. I never want to be the guy that's like, fucking, you know, let's do this. I'm a man. I'm a goddamn, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like always like very slow about
I'm
all
the
that
same
stuff.
Way. I think it's why we probably don't get as many girls.
Probably, man. Yeah.
I think erring on the slower side. But also, if you're a girl, you know, don't think that a guy sort of pressing, it feels really good to press your erect penis against anything. It could be a chair, it can be a brick wall to exfoliate it, it can be whatever. But so sometimes it's a guy just, you know, that's very pleasurable for him. So that's not necessarily him being like, hey, hey, hey. But it, you know, it can also just be him. So girls, don't take offense to that, you know. Sometimes we're just doing what we found out felt good when we were like 5 or 6 years old.
It's totally fine as long as he's still paying attention to you. I mean, if you back up and he's just holding your leg, like, yeah, like, then probably that's bad.
Yeah, or it's maybe is a dog. Yeah,
that's true.
I want to double check.
We're almost out of time, but I'm curious in terms of first kisses. Just in, like, you're on a date, and you're like, oh, we're supposed to date. And, I mean, we're supposed to kiss at the end of the night. Like, how do you go about your first kisses?
I love a first kiss to be like extremely gentle, but like a little bit of open mouth. Like very gentle and sensual. Like, and it takes like a little bit of time for us to do it. You know, we're standing near each other, and then I sort of grab her. You know, and then I just a little bit of tongue. You know, like very. Someone's laughing at me. I don't know why.
But it's definitely inspiring confidence.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
She must be a lovely lover.
Like that, yeah, gentle and slow, and like a little bit of tongue, but nothing crazy, you know. Not diving right in, but also not just a.
I remember, you know, my first like real kiss was with Holly Matthews, kind of behind the bleachers at this like sixth or fifth grade dance. It was like something, and it. And I remember I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I don't know how to do this. You know, you've been talking to your friends, and you're like, what are you practicing on your hand or whatever? And I remember when I kissed her, I was like, am I doing this right? And the second that I kind of let that go was when it felt like we were really kissing. Up until that point, it felt like we were both trying to fulfill expectations that neither of us had. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, you know, to be gentle and to not feel like it's going to be any specific thing or it has to be right or wrong or any of that sort of stuff. And I also find, you know, if you're unsure, unless you're getting really strong cues from a girl about, you know, she wants to kiss you and you're nervous about whether or not you should kiss her, I think it's always pretty fucking pimp to be like, you know, can I kiss you?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I think there is something about that that it's just, even if you're scared to death and you're like, this could end with a no, it's like, really, that's the worst thing that can happen is that she'll say no and then you know where you stand and then just make some joke like, well, I didn't really want to kiss you either. I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page. You know, but I think it's really, really, you know, it's a pretty baller thing to do to say, I'd like to kiss you. Where, you know, what do you think? And if the, you know, most girls are actually waiting to hear that or for you to make the move or something because they're worried that they don't want to be too aggressive or this or that. And so there's so much thinking going on either side that if you just, and that's a great way to start a relationship too. Because if you say, can I kiss you? And she says, yes, you've already opened up the line of communication where, you know, she can say, can I breath play you until you tongue suck me all the way to a Carl's Jr. And then you just respond with.
Wow. You just like intertwined every callback in this.
That's sort of my one trick pony. Come see me live sometime.
I have no short-term memory. It's so difficult. So I'm just like, wow.
You got to smoke more weed, man. That's my final tip. Smoke marijuana and you'll be able to remember what just happened. Just be gentle and know that everyone is in their own minds being like, am I doing this right? Is this the wrong time? What's happening? What's going on? And it's nobody needs to do any of that. It's all just sex.
The podcast ended right there. It's all just sex.
And we all lived happily ever after.
In the creepiest voice. I wish I had done it in a less creepy voice.
It's all just sex.
Just grab that face and make sure you don't miss.
TJ, thank that you was... so much for coming
thank
out.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
This is so fun. Yeah. I didn't know what to say.
Awesome.
Can I just real quick say, if you enjoyed these musings on sexuality, I have many other musings on everything. My podcast called Cashing In with TJ Miller is dropping on the Nerdist Network.
Oh, snap.
Oh, really? On,
welcome.
March 27th. And it's me and the host of the show is Cash Levy, and he wishes he could get other guests, but he can't. So it's an interview show where I'm the same guest every single time. But it's really fun, and we touch on everything from sexuality to the minutia of whether you should date a girl who spends more money on shoes or a bag. So that sort of stuff.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes. No. No.
She's like, both.
Dave, where can people hear and find out about you?
My website is davetotheross.com. T-O-T-H-E, not the number two. Mm-hmm. You can also follow me on Twitter, at davetotheross. And there's a bunch of stuff, but you can find it all at those two things.
Yeah. And just Google it.
Just Google Sex Nerd Sandra. You'll see some stuff. we have a show here once a month. The next one's on April 23rd. Who knows what we're going to be talking about? We were talking about what? Polyamory or...
What was the other one?
Blowjobs or...
I want to
blowjobs again.
We just keep talking about...
We're really into blowjobs on this podcast.
The polyamory thing is really interesting.
Yeah. So many people are interested in open relationships right now. Anyway,
sure.
That's what's going on. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you for coming out.
Thank
Have
you
a good
guys.
Night.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.